Restoring My Soul, Friday the 11th of November. Satan is disempowered. We cease from striving to save our life and to define our own expression when we have been established in the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings. We also cease from viewing ourselves as being a victim of our circumstances or as a victim of others. This is because the other law is being circumcised from our heart. We are joined to the prayer of Christ Himself, who prayed on our behalf, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." In this prayerful statement, Jesus took the law out of the way, and mercy triumphed over judgment. Satan and his power were destroyed, and the other law, which he fathered within us, lost its power. We were given access to the heavenly places and also given the work of casting Satan down from heaven. We fulfill this work as we join Christ's offering made available to us in the fellowship of his cross from day to day. As we participate in the offering prayer that Jesus made from the cross, we find deliverance from our other law, which feeds power to Satan as the means for our destruction or sickness. We are able to bless those who curse us and thereby demonstrate that we are a son of our Father in heaven. Satan, who would otherwise oppress us, is disempowered as we participate in the offering and sufferings of Christ. He cannot touch us nor exercise any power over us. In fact, the Lord has declared to Satan that the sons of God will recognize his impotence, saying, "Those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, 'Is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities, who did not open the house of his prisoners?'" The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Colossians chapter 2 verses 13 and 14, James chapter 2 verse 13, Hebrews chapter 2 verses 14 and 15, Luke chapter 10 verses 18 to 20, Revelation chapter 12 verses 10 and 11, Romans chapter 7 verse 23, Luke chapter 6 verses 27 and 28, Romans chapter 12 verse 14, and Isaiah chapter 14, verses 15 to 17. For further study, Isaiah chapter 14.